This is episode 57 of Ron's Update. Well, looks like it's another perfect day for an update. I'm on the way to the chiropractor, so I'm in the car, and I've got my iPhone, and I've got my Pro Recorder running, and I thought I would just do a talk. First of all, we'll do the literary update. Right now, I'm just winding up reading Marshall Ulrich's Running on Empty on my Kindle, and yesterday I downloaded the Paleo Diet. I had listened to IM Talk, and they interviewed the author of the Paleo Diet on there, and reminded me of a book that I had bought in the late 80s called the Paleolithic Prescription. And it turns out that the gentleman that wrote this Paleo Diet, which is, let's see, Lauren, get his name right, Lauren Cordain. He did a lot of his research and got a lot of his information from the people that wrote the Paleolithic Prescription. I think the main author of that book was S. Boyd Eaton, who is at Emory University here in Atlanta. And I pulled that book out. I never did read all the way through it. It's one of those books I bought and then kind of started reading and got about a chapter done and then put it aside and started reading something else that never went back to it. And what was interesting, I was looking at in the front of it on the foreword. I think it was the foreword or the preface, I don't know which, but anyway, he had a list of all the people that he had consulted with while writing this book. And one of the people he consulted with was Dr. Robert Lathan, who used to be my doctor at one time, which I thought was interesting. I got my interest spurred back up in this paleo diet thing, and I put the paleo diet on my Kindle, so once I finish reading Marshall's book, I'm going to start reading that one and see if there's something I can do to change my diet. Just from a little bit of overview of it, it looks like it's something that it would just kind of fit into the how I prefer to eat anyway. It's not a heavy grains type diet, you know. It's not that I don't eat grains or anything, but it's not based on that. It's based more on lean meat, fruits and vegetables, which is the way I would prefer to eat, but I don't do that well at. I'm more of a all things in moderation eater. I'm not a vegan. I'm not a any of those things. I just kind of eat whatever I want to eat, but I don't overdo it in any way. And I guess it's worked out. So I'm about 5'11", and I weigh 158 pounds. So I'm definitely not overweight for my height, I don't think. Anyway, that's my literary update. Now I'll get to the running. My last update, of course, I mentioned Tom Osler's book, and of course I didn't mention Arthur Lydiard, which was one of my influences, and also Roy Benson. So I've got about five or six influences on my running. It started out with Kenneth Cooper to start with, and then Bill Bowerman. And then I think probably I would throw in Roy Benson next, and then Arthur Lydiard about the same time as Tom Osler. So I've got the whole area covered as far as my training and what's influenced it. And the one thing that all of those people basically have in common is hard, easy training and distance base, I guess. Not so much Kenneth Cooper. At the time I read his book, he was more into, I think, getting people fit, not training to race or anything. And the books that I read of his and the program that I used to start running was basically running 5 days a week, 1 mile a day, and trying to meet a time goal by the end of the week. And once I did that and got up to about 2 miles a day, then of course I changed what I was doing and started going more into training to run in races and stuff, which I really liked doing. Not that I was that fast or any of that, or was that good in my age group, but I just like going to races and running them. And over a period of time, I did get faster, and I did start placing in my age group, but that was pretty much a byproduct of just time, I guess. So, what have I been doing this last week? This last week was probably a high mileage week for me. I got in over 26 miles, and this week I didn't run on Sunday, but I've run on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Today's Thursday, and I plan on running on today also. I ran Galloway's workout on Monday, and Tuesday I just ran on the trail, and Wednesday I just went out to Stone Mountain and ran, because I ran after work out there. I got off at 1 o'clock, and since it was 92 degrees, I just did an easy run. I figure on the days that I have to run when it's really hot, it's better just to get in the mileage and go by heart rate than worrying about training as far as a particular workout, like interval training or race rehearsals. Just kind of put in the time to keep my base up. So that way I'm also increasing my weekly mileage. I know, you know, I'm using Galloway's Ultimate 10K, and he has 3 day a week runs, and I'm running about 6 days a week right now, but those in between days are just really easy. They're not, you know, I wouldn't call them a hardcore run. So I kind of think I'm using them as cross training. How can you use running as cross training for running? I don't know that you can do that, but I figure when I go out on a trail and do a 14-minute pace on a 90-something degree day, running and walking, that's not the same as actually doing a training workout where I'm doing a race rehearsal for 2 miles or doing 6 to 8 quarters at a certain pace or doing a long run. So, anyway, that's what I'm up to. And today, after the chiropractor appointment, I plan on probably either going over to the Camp Creek Greenway Trail, which is over at Lilburn Park, or heading back out to Stone Mountain for another easy trail run. I had planned on doing my second Galloway workout today, but since it's already 88 degrees and it's 11:28 by the time I get through with my chiropractor appointment, go home, get things arranged, it's going to be in the 1 o'clock range when I run, which is going to put me right into the mid-90s again. So I'll just do another one of my easy runs. I may hit the trail again doing those easy runs on the trail. I just set my Galloway timer on maybe like a 30-30 and just chug along. And I'll end up averaging, depending on how I feel for the day and what the temperature is, anywhere from a low 13-minute pace to a high 14. Tuesday when I went out there and ran on the trail, I did 5 miles and I did a high 14-minute pace, and I did mostly run 30, walk 30 until about the last 2 miles, where I ran some run a minute and a half and walk 30. So I might do the same thing today just to get some more base in, probably get 4 to 5 miles. Just depends on my mood. So I'm almost at the chiropractor's office, so I'm going to go ahead and terminate this recording, and I'll talk to you next time, okay?